Big Daddy Suede has all your favorite slow jams here in the bedroom.
Ooh, oh, babe. Oh. Why do people smile when no one's smiling? It's 'cause they're thinking of someone they're loving. Keep on believing we are meant to be, and nothing's stopping you and me from going to heaven. Sweetest love, I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter. I got the sweetest love, and nothing beat it. There ain't nothing sweeter. Now I'm a climber. This mountain's just my ladder. It gets better every second we're together. Ooh, baby, it feels so right. A new beginning starts tonight. The reason for wedding song is because of you and me, and sweet as love. Finally, I can't believe it's you and me. You're my sweetest love. I got the sweetest love. The sweetest love, and nothing beat it. There ain't nothing sweeter. Come on now, I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter. I got the sweetest love. Can nothing beat it? There ain't nothing sweeter. Oh yeah. Now I got that feeling in my gut. Now I need your fire in my life. Now I wanna give you love.
Show on the planet is the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
The anus is the same as it would be for a woman.
Dudes who be doing dudes is gay.
Dudes be, thank you for that.
That's not, I mean, that it really is.
Brilliant analysis.
That's a nice generalization.
Brilliant.
The Good Old Boys take you down memory lane. Talk to your favorite artists and play your favorite music. The Good Old Boys. Every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
The Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network, playing the best in R&B jams and catching up with your favorite artists from yesterday and today.
Anthony Davis, so what is it like being good friends and being able to work with India Irie?
And you already know how it goes down in the reality check. Jasmine Love is giving you real advice on those issues that mean the most to you.
I do not care how desperate, how lonely, how broke, whatever you are, Don't settle for anything.
Jasmine Love has your airwaves on lock right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Coming up is Maze, and later, the fifth dimension. After these words in the bedroom.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Meet Maya and the gang.
Oh, hi, I'm Maya.
Maya and her friends want you to get up and play because it's always more fun to be active.
There's mountain biking, boating and fishing, mountain climbing and spelunking. Let's get started.
Get ready to take the Maya and Miguel Challenge.
Let's see.
Just go to letsmove.gov and look for Maya and Miguel. You'll find tons of fun activities that'll help keep you healthy and active. Muy activo. You can also check out healthy recipes to try with your family, play cool games, and get free downloads. So come hang out with Maya, Miguel, and the whole gang.
Go!
Remember, whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, just get up and play at least an hour a day. And don't forget, eat healthy to be your best. Maya and Miguel will show you how at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Health and Human Services.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Dreaming dreams of love, wondering forever. Yeah. Please take my hand. Oh.
Another slow jam, Big Daddy.
Spread them all over the world. From got my mind and my heart, yeah. And I believe in above and these happy feelings.
Ooh, feel that happy feeling.
I'll spread them all over the world. These happy feelings, yeah.
Feel that happy feeling.
I'll spread them all over the world. These happy, happy feelings.
Feel that happy feeling.
I'll spread them all over the world. Tell you about that feeling, yeah, yeah.
Keeping things moving here in the bedroom, former congressman and current New York City mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner has been caught in another scandal involving the same issue, the issue of sending racy text messages to women who are not his wife. It begs the question, have you ever given your partner a second chance only to have them repeat the same mistake again and again? Another issue that comes out of this circumstance, the problem with sexting, is that once those pictures go out, you have little to no control over who sees them or who may send them to others out in the public. Sending racy messages may be a fun, sexy thing for you and your partner to do, but perhaps it needs to be on a phone that neither one of you uses, mainly. That way, if something happens to it, it cannot be directly traced back to you or your partner. Mr. Weiner may end up losing his political career simply because he cannot find that way of connecting physically and emotionally with his spouse. Be very careful about the choices that you make. Use your willpower to overcome temptation. Coming up next, it's Chuck and Mac with Powerful Love, right here in the bedroom on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Thank you. like I do, baby. When you told me over and over, sure enough, girl, that you wouldn't be true. But I can't stop myself from singing the same old song. I love you with a love so powerful, so powerful, that is wrong. I could tell myself I don't want you anymore. Then I turn around and say goodbye. Oh, baby, walk straight on out the door. But you know I'll be back on my bending knee before you can count to ten. Cause I love you with a love so powerful, oh, so powerful, it's a I'm a prisoner, and you got the key, baby. I know I'll never be happy till you love me and set me free.
Big Zaddy, play another slow jam.
I'm still alive. the mountainside would be 10 million years of dust and rust before I took you up there again. And why could I not die then? Behind the curtains of your head, why could I not dive in? Since it doesn't really matter where.
This broadcast is a copyrighted program produced entirely by the Good Old Boys Radio Network and parent company Water Cooter Industries, LLP. Any redistribution or reproduction of part or all of the contents of this program in any form without the express written permission by the Good Old Boys Radio Network is prohibited. For more information, log on to thegoodoldboys.net.
The Larry P. Show, hosted by Doc, featuring Aunt Murda, is ignorance at its best. I'm a Good Old Boys Radio Network with Larry P.
You know what I'm saying? Grandma done fell down the stairs, huh? You know what I'm saying? You ain't even trying to help up, man?
Doc.
Y'all might not like my intro. I bet you can't beat my ass, though.
And finance and murder.
I completely am all right with the gun rights and owning a gun because, you know, I'm about that life.
Check it out every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
And murder, I'll dome you up right now.
Okay.
Coming up is Jermaine Jackson, and later, Mariah Carey, after these words, in the bedroom.
When I first decided to go back, I was a little scared because I was older. My mom sat me down and she told me that it's not my job to be the man of the house. Her dream for me is to go back to school and finish what I started. I needed to hear that.
Jared didn't know how to get the money he needed for college.
I found out about the federal student aid program through my English teacher, and she told me, Jared, this is what you need to do. I filled out the application. I did it myself.
Federal student aid made college and Jared's dreams possible.
When I first had the news that I received money, I ran downstairs and I showed my mother, and she was happy, so she started crying. But when I saw her crying, I started crying.
Need help planning and paying for college? Federal student aid has more than $150 billion to help you go to college. Learn more at college.gov.
My name is Jared, and this is my story.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Thank you.
just forget the past and believe that we can make this new love last. Then our hearts will know the beauty of true love again. One more time for love, let me hear that song again. One more time for love. One more time for love. Sing it again.
Love is love and lose and feel the burning pain with an attitude that they'll never love again. The weather change to soothing rain.
One more time for love, let me hear that song again. One more time for love,
let me hear it. Oh, yeah.
One more time for love.
Down in a bedroom with the Big Daddy.
To all. move on and go our separate ways. Since we're not gonna be lovers anymore, well, let's just be friends.
Bedroom. There was a special on the Oprah Winfrey Network a few weeks ago entitled Daddyless Daughters. It brought up a lot of emotions from the women in the audience and also the people posting on various social media sites. Much of the discussion was centered around the fact that because the women didn't have fathers active in their lives, gave them a skewed view of relationships and made it difficult for them to find true love. It's because they didn't have the love of their father, they went out seeking that affection, seeking that approval with various men. How accurate do you think this premise is, that if you don't have a father in your life, if you are a woman or a mother in your life, if you are a son, that it hinders you going into adulthood, forging those special relationships? There can be issues on both sides. If you have too much distance from your parents, it can make you jaded towards relationships. You can also be hindered if you are too close to one parent or the other. Just something to think about. Coming up next, it's Marcia Ambrosius with I Want You to Stay, right here in the bedroom on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
I cry for you. Come lay down in the bedroom with Big Daddy.
Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. playing the best in R&B jams and catching up with your favorite artists from yesterday and today.
Talking to Willie Taylor of Day 26. How are the boys doing? Is everything still cool?
Yeah, everybody's good, Jimmy. Everybody's
and you already know how it goes down in the reality check. Jasmine Love is giving you real advice on those issues that mean the most to you.
Queens deal with a mama's boy. It's a lose situation either way you look at it. That's why I don't deal with the little mama's boys.
Real music. Real topics, real radio, right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Your favorite radio show on the planet is the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
That's Julia Child, dude?
Yeah, that's Julia Child. That is Julia Child. Like 60
years. It's an old show. That's Julia Child and Jacques Pepin.
The Good Old Boys take you down memory lane. Talk to your favorite artists and play your favorite music.
That's a funny name, but I guess.
The Good Old Boys, every week. The Good Old Boys Radio Network.
The Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Coming up is New Edition and later, Usher. After these words, In the Bedroom.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? One in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? One in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? One in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? One in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to do what I did. I mean, it just happened so fast, you know. I woke up out of the situation. And I was like, Mike, you don't even need to go out like this. And that's why I'm calling you, you know. Just listen to me.
Hear me out, girl. My apologies.
keeping things pushing here in the bedroom. The Good Old Boys radio show recently did an episode on being Mrs. Fix-It, trying to repair broken or damaged men. Many of us suffer from that syndrome, trying to fix broken men, broken women. Most people come into relationships with their own set of issues, with their own set of baggage. And while it is good to be patient and helpful while they work through their mental blocks, mental issues, you can only go so far. You can only do so much. At the end of the day, it's up to each individual person to decide what they will and what they won't accept in their lives. I've seen far too many good men and good women